Time now for Extension Today on WIFM. Extension Today presented by Surrey, Wilkes, and Yadkin County Farm Bureau. North Carolina Farm Bureau has been actively promoting farm and rural issues since 1936. Now, Extension Today with Danny Hall.
Welcome to Extension Today. I'm Danny Hall, and joining us on the program this morning from the Surrey County Cooperative Extension Service, Joanna Radford. Good morning, Joanna.
Hi, Danny.
Thank you for joining us. I hope you're doing well today.
Doing good.
Well, that is great, and we have a really cool topic to talk about today, and that is Master Gardeners. I want to find out, Joanna, what kind of projects Master Gardeners are working on this year.
Oh, there's one neat project that we have several that are involved with, and they got involved a couple of years ago, is the project that anybody can be a part of, not just the Master Gardener, but I think it's really interesting, especially for those that may be interested in the weather. And the program is called Kokoroz.
Well, I think the obvious question for me, Joanna, is what is Kokoroz?
I know, it's a funny name, isn't it?
Yes.
It's an abbreviation that stands for Community Collaborative Rain, Hail, and Snow Network. And it's a national team, trained volunteers that really just observe the weather and then report on the weather of what's happening in their kind of neck of the woods.
How'd the program get started?
Well, it came about as a result of a devastating flash flood that hit Fort Collins, Colorado back in 1997. And a local severe thunderstorm dumped a lot of water, over a foot of rain, in just a couple of hours, while other portions of the city had only, you know, just a small amount of rain.
Mm-hmm.
But the flood caught a lot of folks off guard, as you could imagine, and cost, you know, millions of dollars. And so they came up with Kokoroz in 1998 with the intent of doing a better job of mapping and reporting these intense storms.
Okay.
So they just asked for volunteers to participate. And anytime any kind of weather event happens, rain, hail, snow, or whatnot from a storm or whatever weather activity is going on, then they report that, and then that information is used by different scientists and other folks that are interested in the weather.
How many states are involved in monitoring the weather in this particular program, Joanna?
Believe it or not, 50 states are involved, and they have over 10,000 observations right now being reported each day. So they have a lot of folks that are involved, but they're always wanting more folks. The great thing about this is that the measurements are taken in the backyards of the volunteers, so it's pretty convenient.
Our guest is Joanna Radford with the Surrey County Cooperative Extension Service. We're talking about a program called Kokoroz, and has to do with the weather and weather observation. Joanna, is there any equipment needed to help the volunteers with their data collection?
Volunteers can get, and they encourage them to get the official rain gauge, so everybody's kind of on the same page with that.
Okay.
And it is about $30 plus shipping, so it doesn't cost an awful lot to get you started in this kind of volunteerism. But besides the need for that official 4-inch plastic rain gauge, volunteers actually are required to take a little training module. It's online, so they can do that at home, too. So all of that, you know, they need to know what to do, what they're looking for, and how to report and submit those reports.
Okay. Is there a website for that?
There is. Their website is www.kokoroz.org.
Kokoroz.org. Okay. Once the volunteers enter the weather data, how soon is the public able to see it, Joanne?
That's another neat thing. It is available to the public immediately.
Wow.
On reports, they have maps for any of the public to view.
One big question always, when folks volunteer to do stuff, is there a lot of time involved?
No, there's not. And that's a good thing, because a lot of times volunteers, busy volunteers are good volunteers. They're always busy, busy. So they don't have a lot of time to put into things. Not a lot of time the volunteer has to give. The total process takes only a few minutes a day, but the, you know, impact to the community is tenfold.
If somebody's interested in becoming involved in the program, how does someone go about doing that?
You can do that from your home, the website that we mentioned before, kokoroz.org, and you would go on and click the Join Kokoroz emblem on the upper right side of the main web page, and then after registering, you take the simple online training, you order your rain gauge, and then you're ready to begin.
Oh, cool. Do we have volunteers doing this in Surrey County?
So far, we have three in Surrey County, so that's pretty good. We want to encourage more folks to be involved in it. It's a great program, but as far as North Carolina, there's over 1,400 that are active.
It sounds like a really neat program, the Kokoroz program. You want to, if you're interested in weather, first of all, obviously, it'd be really cool for you, and it might be a neat thing to learn more about the weather, too, and then, of course, you're providing a great great service. So I think that's terrific, Joanna. Before I let you go today, is there any other special things that are coming up with the Cooperative Extension? You got plans coming?
Oh, we've got a couple of things. One that folks may be interested in is the Home Landscaping Workshop. It is scheduled for Tuesday, April the 19th. It will be at 6 to 8 o'clock here at our Extension office in Dobson. And the speaker there is a wonderful horticulturalist, Michelle Huff. So we're excited that she'll be with us discussing the basic principles of landscape design and how to apply them to our landscape.
Oh, that'll be great, yeah.
Yeah, we're excited about that. We also have a GAP training coming up, and GAP stands for Good Agricultural Practices. That is scheduled for May the 26th. It's a day-long training from 9 a.m. to 4 p.m. here at the Extension office in Dobson. And the training is directed toward direct and wholesale produce and fruit growers. And we'll be discussing the Food Safety Modernization Act's final rule. We'll be setting up a food safety plan of action manual and talking about applying for the GAP certification process that those folks would be needing.
Oh, okay.
So, and this one, neither one of these have a fee to them. Typically, the GAP training does, but we are so fortunate to team up with Surrey Community College. There's a program that they have, a grant program, Surrey Skill Up, and Greg Smith, we've been working with him, who's fantastic, and that is sponsored by the Tobacco Trust Fund.
Oh, that's terrific. Do they need to register in advance?
That would be nice because the manuals, there's a lot of material that will be for each of the folks that do attend for the farm, so they do need to register.
And how do we do that?
So they can call our office at 401-8025.
Joanna, one other thing, farmers markets.
Oh, yes, the farmers markets are opening up this month. We'll be in Elkin April the 16th from 9 to 12. That will be starting, you know, that day, but continuing every Saturday until the end of October.
Okay.
We'll be at the Town Hall parking lot, so the same place as last year. Mm-hmm. So come on out for that. Mount Airy opens April the 19th. And their hours are 9 to 12, and they also are in the same place as last year, which is Mill Creek General Store.
Okay.
And then the Dobson, you know, it's not very old. It's just a couple of years old. I think we're in the third year for the market. They're at the Dobson Square Park, which is the new park here in Dobson. They open April 21st, and so excited about it because the times have changed for it. It will be later in the afternoon from 3 to 6.
Oh, great.
So hopefully all those folks getting off work could be able to join us.
That'll be terrific. I'm so excited about Farmers Market. Always love it when that starts up. Joanna Radford, always love talking with you, too. Great information, as always. We appreciate it. Joanna Radford with the Surrey County Cooperative Extension Service here on Extension Today. Joanna, thank you. Have a great day.
Thanks, Danny. You, too.
And, folks, thanks for joining us for Extension Today right here on 100.9 WIFM.
Extension Today on WIFM, presented by Surrey, Wilkes, and Yadkin County Farm Bureau. Join us again next time for Extension Today on WIFM.